I sustain the wing. Brought to you by the Technical Training Command of the Army Air Forces, the men who keep them flying. The program features the Technical Training Command Orchestra. The Glee Club.
I sustain the wind till we reach the goal.
Captain Glenn Miller.
Good evening, everybody. Here we are again, all your friends. Broderick Crawford, Tony Martin, Damien O'Flynn, Mel Powell, Zeke Zarchi, Hank Freeman, and all the other boys in the program of music for your listening pleasure. Boys start marching with the American Patrol, so Corporal McKinley, roll off.
Thank you.
Private Bob Houston sings, Moonlight Becomes You. Something old, something new, something barred, and something blue. The old song, Drink to Me Only with Thine Eyes. Private Arthur Malvin and the orchestra give them Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Thank you.
crowded the floor. Couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on days. Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
Borrow Chief Petty Officer Artie Shaw's beautiful theme, Begin the Beginning. Private Tony Martin doing the singing.
When they begin the beginning, it brings back a sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars. Down by the shore an orchestra's playing. Even the palms seem to be swaying. When they begin the beginning, to live it again is past all endeavor. Except when the tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what raptures serene. Two clouds come along to disperse the joy we had tasted. Now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin the beginning. Oh yes, let them begin the beginning. Make them play. The stars that were there before return above you. Did you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you? Then we suddenly know the heaven we're in. When they begin the beginning. When they begin, the begin.
Last in our medley is something blue, Blue Moon.
ever hear a 50 caliber machine gun? The sound of a gun turret spinning? The whining whistle of a blockbuster falling? The crash of a bomb? The rainfall of shrapnel? These are magic sounds. A huge symphony from the instruments of victory. On December the 7th, 1941, this strange song began with a somber theme. Words like Wake Island, Guam, Atan, Corregidor. They became vows to avenge. Then came words like Coral Sea, Midway, Doolittle, MacArthur, Montgomery, Eisenhower, North Africa, Tunis and Bizerta. Magic words. They have changed the music of the spheres. Magic words, they give their thanks to the men whose deeds go unsung. The soldiers of the Technical Training Command. To a band of men. The men who place the bombs in the racks, fix the cartridge belts in the machine guns, service the turrets, fuse the explosives, set the gun sights. They're in New Guinea, secret bases in China, hopping off points in Africa. You'll find them wherever you see an American plane. They're making history. They're Uncle Sam's armorers.
I got bombs that jingle, 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 as they go flying merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you mad.
Hello, Sarge.
Oh, pull up a window and sit down. I got bombs. Hey, I don't know you, do I?
No, Sarge, I came in last night on the transport. The CO told me to report to you for duty.
Yeah? What's your handle?
My what?
Your handle, John Hancock. Monica, your name.
Oh, Tim Wiggins, Sarge.
Oh, I'm glad to know you, Tim. My name's Abe. Just call me Abe.
Okay, Abe.
Yeah, it's about time they give me a helper here. Say, you're going to like it on this post, kid. It's a cinch. You got no reveille and no roll call. And you're only on duty for 24 hours a day. You'll like it fine. How was your trip coming in?
Oh, terrific. We ran into a pack of FW-190s, but the lightnings on our escort beat them up something fierce.
Yeah, solid job, those lightnings. But don't worry, Tim. Nothing like that happens here. This is a very quiet field. Nothing happens. Just like in Grand Hotel. Very quiet.
No kidding?
Me, I never live to see Ebbets Field if I'm lying. This job is too easy.
Hey, that's an air raid signal. Let's beat it.
Hey, wait a minute, kid. Are you forgetting we're armless? We got work to do out there. Come on the double. Here, make yourself a necklace of these cartridges and take them over to Shirley.
Shirley?
Yeah, the B-17 with a lifted nose. Here, I'll help you.
Hey, I thought you said this was a quiet field.
Yeah. Come on, let's go. Oh, here comes the visiting team. Stukas, Dornius, and some Italian escort.
Right here, man. Hand those belts up. We've got to get this plane off the ground. Everything else all set?
Yes, sir. All the guns are serviced. Here you are. You ready, Tim?
Yep.
Well, come on, kid. Let's get out of the way. Now you'll get to see a real show, kid.
Look, there goes the Stuka.
Yeah, don't it look pretty all lit up like that?
And look at those P-38s whipping into those formations.
Oh, solid job, those lightning, solid. Look, there goes another Heine and another one. Boy, what they don't know about precision shooting and bombing is full of book.
Hey, look, they hit the hangar. I thought you said they didn't know much about bombing.
Ah, the lucky bums. I bet you that son of a Nazi was aiming at something else.
Hey, look over there. Two more Stukas out of the picture.
Yeah, it's a double play. Herman DeVaughn to Camilli. Well, that's another war bond in my collection.
Another war bond? I don't get it.
It's my own little deal with Uncle Sam. Every time I see five enemy planes hit the dirt, I buy me a war bond. And I got a terrific collection. By the time the war's over, I hope to be a millionaire.
Good for you, Abe. A bond for every five enemy planes shot down. Our planes return. Some are bullet-riddled, but all are safe. The construction squads are on the job. Bomb craters are filled, leveled off. The hangar is rebuilt. The planes are patched. It's a race against time. Orders have come through for an attack on a strategic port somewhere in Italy.
Hand me that socket wrench, Timmy. The stir is still a little shaky.
Here you are, Ed. Boy, wouldn't I like to be up in this kite when she sails over Italy.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried my hand at it, but I washed out. We can't all be pilots, you know. Then I wanted to be a turret gunner, but they told me I was too big to squeeze into a turret. I know all about planes and guns and stuff, so they made me an armorer. But it's a solid job, a quiet job.
Heads up, Sergeant. Here comes the CO.
Ten chut! As you were, men. Sergeant Miller.
Yes, sir.
Private Wiggins.
Yes, sir.
Men, we're sending some bombers over Italy tonight. More than I'd expected, and I'm short on gunners. I see by your records that you men have had training in gunnery.
Yes, sir.
You two will report to Captain Ainley. He needs two waste gunners for tonight's operation.
Solid, sir, solid.
That's all, and good luck to you.
Gee, that's great. That's terrific. Oh, boy, I always wanted to see Italy.
I told you, kid, this is a solid job.
Yeah, I know. A quiet job.
The pilot sits at the controls checking the switches. The mechanics, the engine. The fuel tank. Abe and Tim check the bomb racks, the fuses, the cannon, the machine gun.
Shirley 5 to control. Shirley 5 to control. Ready to taxi. We're ready to taxi. Go ahead.
Control to Shirley 5. Control to Shirley 5. All clear. Good luck.
Check station. Check station. Bombardier?
Everything okay, sir.
Tail gunner?
Swell, Captain.
Left waist gunner.
In the groove, boss.
Right waist gunner.
Everything fine, sir.
Navigator.
How do you feel, kid? Nervous?
Oh, heck no. But it doesn't look as though I'll get to see Italy after all.
What do you mean?
Well, it's so dark.
You check them bomb fuses.
Well, sure, you were with me.
You get a load of them incendiaries those Mitchells carry?
Yeah,
then
but...
Then relax, Tim. You'll see Italy all right.
Thirty miles from the target. 20 miles. 15 miles. Look, Tim. You see those fireworks? The twin-motored Mitchells have already set 1,000 spotlights on the objective. 8 miles from the target. 7 miles. 6 miles.
Navigator to pilot. Navigator to pilot. 3 miles from the target. 2 north beyond Monterey, sir.
On the beam, Jack.
This is it, Abe.
Bombay open.
Bombardier to pilot. Altitude 20,000. Right 15 degrees.
Right 15 degrees.
Level off. Steady. Steady. First rack gone.
Wow, bullseye.
Is it light enough for you? It
looks like Coney Island.
Uh-oh, here comes a flak.
Enemy planes at 3 o'clock.
That's for you, kid. Give him the work.
Take it, Abe. They're flying under.
Right.
You got him, Abe. You got him.
Nothing to it. Nothing.
Abe, you're hurt.
Where? What are you talking about?
Your shoulder. It's bleeding.
Hey, that's where I got Mamie tattooed.
Here, let me help you.
Why, that's dirty. No good. I hit Mamie right on the...
Pilot to Bombardier. How about that last bomb rack?
She's stuck, sir. Can't shake it loose.
We need that stick for the central pier.
Left waist gun to the pilot. I'll fix it. Take this baby up so we can lose the flak, and I'll do it.
Okay.
Tim, that fuse wire is coming up to work. I'm too heavy to hang down, but if I hold you by the feet, you might be able to reach that wire and clip it back.
Let's go.
It's a pretty circular situation if them fuses get
caught.
Yeah,
I know. Come on, Abe. Time's a waste.
You're going to have to hang upside down, kid.
Well, can you hold me? That shoulder...
Don't make me laugh, will you?
What are we waiting for?
Okay, kid, let's go.
Got a good hold, Abe?
Solid, Jimmy.
And here we go.
How is it, kid?
I don't know if I can make it.
You got him, kid. How's it going, Jimmy?
I think I got it now.
Pilot to left waist gunner. Can't wait much longer. Fuel running low.
Just a couple of seconds, sir.
Okay, Abe, help me up.
In the bag, you can drop that last stick whenever you're ready. Easy, Tim. Easy, boy, you're coming up. There you are, Tim. How you feel, boy?
A little dizzy, but I feel solid, Abe.
Attaboy, Tim.
Pilot to Bombardier. Last rack ready. Just say when.
5 degrees left.
5 degrees left.
Level off. Steady. Bombs away.
Sergeant Miller.
Joe.
Private Wiggins.
Yes.
Front and center. You men are to be commended for valor and bravery beyond the line of duty. We're proud of you, and proud to present you both with the Army Air Corps Flying Medal.
Well, thank you, Major, but medals ain't important to me. See, I'm a technician, an armor, and anything I do is my duty. But, Major, I would like to ask a favor, a big favor. That is, if you don't mind my asking.
What's on your mind, Miller?
Well, I'd like to be transferred to another base. It's too quiet here.
What was that, Miller?
I said it's too quiet here.
Yes, you were saying?
Oh, forget it, Major. I guess it's okay here after all.
Technical Training Command pays tribute to its comrades in arms. We salute the United States Field Artillery.
hill, over dale, we have hit the dusty trail, and those caissons go rolling along. Counter march right about, hear those dragon soldiers shout, while those caissons go rolling along. For it's high, high, he, in the field artillery, call out your numbers loud and strong. One, two! And wherever we go, you will always know that those caissons go rolling along. Keep them rolling! That those caissons go rolling along. For it's high, high heat in the field artillery. Call out your numbers loud and strong. One, two.
I Sustain the Wings is prepared and produced entirely by soldiers of the Technical Training Command of the Army Air Forces. Major General Walter R. Weaver, Commanding General. This program came to you from the Army Air Forces Technical School at Yale University. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Who keeps the planes alive, sailing across the sky? Who takes them when they land? The Technical Training Command.